opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Get back into the big story of the day coming up in just a couple of minutes from right now. Not a super fun topic, given what the weekend was like for the Atlanta Braves, but hey, the All-Star Game's right around the corner, and it's here, so that'll be fun. Kind of take your mind off of the Braves, baseball-wise, for a couple of days before getting back into it after the All-Star break. Thanks again to Tim Hudson. He joined us in the 11 o'clock hour. If you missed that conversation, you could check it out a number of ways. You can go to the website, 929thegame.com, the Andy and Randy page is posted there. You can subscribe to our podcast, and it will be sent directly to your podcast folder every single day. Download the Odyssey app. You can rewind back to 1140 and listen to it like that. A lot of different ways to check out not just the Tim Hudson interview, but the Andy and Randy show every single day. Download the Odyssey app. We'll get to an AMA at 140 as well.
I saw something, and think back, because the moves, like, it happened forever, but since we were talking about, you know, all the NBA news being official, I saw the Hawks just tweet out a unicorn. I was like, oh, what?
Right.
I was like, oh, yeah. Right. They're Porzingis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Completely forgot about that.
Just the odd nature of the NBA offseason. Yes. It starts on draft night, yes, right, when guys put hats on of teams that they're never going to play for, yes, and confuse the hell out of everybody. And then it continues in free agency where all the moves are announced a week and a half before they're official. And then we're like, we've already done the Kevin Durant on the Rockets conversation, yes, 10 days ago.
Yes.
And then they announce it. It's like, happy to announce Kevin Durant is a Houston Rocket. Yeah. And it's like, oh, yeah, right. When we were doing all of that, he hadn't really been a Rocket yet. So I guess you can do it again? Like,
yeah, but I'm thinking like,
Porzingis.
Because now is the time to do his thank you for everything, Phoenix, and all that blah, blah, blah stuff. Because you got to make the official goodbye. And he didn't do it until he was officially on the Rockets.
Right.
Because they went and did a 7-team trade where the Hawks signed a trade, Clinton, all his other stuff.
Also, they got like $85,000.
Or something like that.
Which is pretty funny.
I like it.
Like in NBA economics, that's chump change. But hey, they got $85,000.
So they can, $85,000 is $85,000.
I don't know. What does that go towards, you think? What
they like shoelaces.
Okay. It would be really funny to get like an itemized budget of a professional sports team. It's like, because I remember we were at Flowery Branch one time and they were restocking the smart water fridge, because there's, you know, they have a great fridge and everybody can grab it, which is awesome because smart water is not cheap at the gas station. And so you grab a couple of those, whatever. But the guy who does that, one of their facilities managers, had like a hand truck and a pallet of smart waters. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how much do you think you guys spend annually,
yes,
just on water? Mm-hmm. He was like, I don't know, probably $300,000.
There was,
and I was like, that's insane.
But you remember, I told y'all, I saw they had this, the woman who does all the logistics for a Major League Baseball team, and she had the whole breakdown of, like, from the balls all the way to travel, hotels and all that. Yeah, man, you got to be a billionaire to have a sports team.
It's big business.
That's a lot of bread that comes out. Yep. I know you got a whole lot coming in.
Yes.
Yeah, you got a whole lot coming in. But
there's more coming in.
But you think about just the water itself. Like I said, the pouch of bottled water.
Well, and just the amount of people.
Go get a water fountain.
That's true. That's true. You guys are contributing all the
But that was
the plastic island floating around the ocean.
That was funnier because I would always remember I was in Miami, and so they had the big refrigerator full of Gatorades, right? And I remember cats would like of course during training camp you want to take, but like cats would get that. We have a mesh bag that you put your laundry in and stuff. It would take two of those home full of damn Gatorade. And a memo came down. I guess it got to ownership while we're going through so much Gatorade because cats was taking them home. It's like no more. They put a sign on the thing. Gatorades are not allowed to leave the building. Like, no lie.
Like you guys were middle schoolers?
Yes. Because dude,
just buy more
dude,
Gatorades.
That's what I'm saying. Dudes are taking like 20 Gatorades home with
also,
them a day.
By the way, the league's dude, sponsored by Gatorade.
Dude, it was so damn funny.
Just order some more
Gatorades. It was so damn funny.
Cheapskates?
They put it on the Gatorade refrigerator. Like, are you serious?
Penny pinching owners with yachts.
Unbelievable.
You got a yacht.
I got yachts.
I'm taking some Gatorades home. Yes, all right? Sorry. Yes. I like funniest the orange
thing,
ones.
Funniest thing ever.
Taking them home.
Yes.
God,
funniest thing ever, man.
Ridiculous.
I'm like, come on, man. I can't even take no Gatorade home. Like, for real?
Yeah, maybe I get thirsty later.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't one because I'm not a big Gatorade drinker, but yeah, no. That was one of the funniest things I've ever
seen. What were you drinking?
I'm water.
Oh,
I'm
just water.
Yeah, I'm more
water. I like
water
too.
Yeah, and when I'm in sporting events, I don't like drink nothing but water.
Yeah. I know. I'm with you.
Nothing but water.
100%. All right. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Deep to right field. Goodbye ball. Hello, Chop House. Mattio has tied it in the third. 2-3 hitters in the Atlanta order. They are ready today. It's a curveball from Dean Kramer trying to go backdoor. We talk about backdoor pitches, how dangerous they can be if you miss. He misses over the middle, but Matt Olson did not.
Yeah, Matt Olson had a really good game on Saturday. Congratulations to Matt Olson as well for being named as a reserve to the All-Star game. Him and Chris Sale both going to represent the Braves along with Ronald Acuna, obviously, who's starting. So love it. I mean, it's nice that the two guys that are doing their jobs for the Braves are both All-Stars.
Yes.
Unfortunately, no one else really is. I mean, the nicest thing I can say about the Braves over the weekend was
the weather was nice.
Saturday's game was enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, that's about it.
It was an entertaining game. They lost.
The rest of them were awful.
Yeah, Friday night was, I mean, it was kind of fun, Strider and Morton going back and forth, but then Strider gave up a couple.
No, it was not fun watching Charlie come in here and do us in.
That wasn't fun.
Just like we said on Thursday.
I know he had a terrible start of the year.
Just like we said on Thursday.
He's still
don't let Charlie come in here and do that to us.
He's still touching 98. He's 41 years old, touching 98. Like, I realize it took him a couple months to get his mechanics figured out. He's pitching pretty good now. Like, he kind of has figured it out a little bit.
He would go good here right now.
No, because he doesn't get to pitch against the Braves, you know? If he played for the Braves, he don't get to pitch against the Braves.
Right.
No, I'm not doing that. I saw people doing that on Friday. Like, that's not the problem.
What's
like,
that?
Letting Charlie Morton go.
Oh, no, I was making
people
a joke.
Are like, I can't believe they – it's like, stop. The rotation was good when they were healthy.
They're not healthy.
They're just not healthy.
Yes.
Like, that part of it, you can't really plan for. The lineup stinks, and the lineup has been healthy by and large. I mean, one guy got suspended for 80 games and for steroids, and Ronald Acuna missed the first 50, but since he's come back, he's been great. The lineup's just not good. Like, that's the problem. It has nothing to do with injuries or anything like that. Now there's six games before the All-Star break. The Nationals fired their manager and general manager. And they're only two games worse than the Braves.
I know.
And they were supposed to be bad.
They're going. I don't want to say they're going for a hard reset. They're still in their reset building, but they got some young pieces. They just want to do that. They want a new guy in there to do it.
Yeah.
Like you said, they got the number one pick coming in. They got the C.J. Abrams. Mm-hmm. And what's the other guy? The big
James Wood.
James Wood.
I like that guy.
You got two boppers. Well, two good players. I should say two good young
James
players.
Wood's good.
Good young players.
Yeah.
Where you start your franchise with and start building around those guys. And like I said, with the number one pick, they just want to do it themselves. I'll tell you who I liked, who I forgot was in the bigs, kind of, but I didn't, was the leadoff hitter for Jackson. Leadoff hitter for the Orioles, whose dad played.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jackson Holliday.
Jackson Holliday. Okay. All right. Yeah. Nice young player, man.
Yeah.
Nice young player.
They have so many good
guys. Nice young players.
The frustrating one is Ramon Laureano. Nobody saw that because he was Brave last year.
Yes.
And then, you know, he got off to a bad start this year, but he's been incredible for the Orioles. They're bad too. They are supposed to be good this year, and they're not.
And they came in here and swept y'all ass.
Better than the Braves. I mean,
where are they at now? How many games are they? Because they're second. second to last right now, right?
Who?
The Braves. They're right because the Marlins have jumped them because as good as the Marlins are playing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Marlins have – yes, the Marlins have jumped the Braves. Yeah. The Braves are 39 and 50, which if you just apply last year's wild card standings to this year –
I don't want
because normally the wild card teams are right around the same, and Braves were one of them. The wild card teams won 89 games last year.
What,
so just say you got to win 89 games to get in as one of the wild
cards. What record they got? What's the record, Andy?
They currently have 39 wins.
I'm saying what they can say they won 50 more games.
Well, they got 76 more games.
Okay, so they got.
So in order to get to 89, they'd 26. Have to go 50 and 26.
Yeah,
I don't think they can.
I'll
be honest with you. I don't think they can do that.
I think they can get 26 more losses.
Oh, I think they're going to be able to accomplish that. I think they're going to be all over that one. Grant on the from the Diamond yesterday was doing, you know, projection win totals and stuff like that. They're on pace for 90 losses.
Yes.
That's crazy. They weren't supposed to be that bad.
No.
They weren't even supposed to be bad at all.
No.
If they had 90 wins, if you would have told us at the beginning, they'd be like, dang, what happened?
Yes.
Why they only have 90 wins?
Yes. But
sports are unpredictable.
Sports are unpredictable. This is a raggedy, unpredictable year. But Andy, I got faith, man. You get a couple guys back, you're staying afloat.
Yeah. Yeah. Problem is,
you go undefeated in August.
You just go 28-0 in August.
Yeah, you go 28-0 in August.
You're right back in this.
You're back in this thing, baby.
Yeah, the problem with it, and look, I don't know. There's no reason to. No, there is a lot of reason to not be optimistic. But you can be optimistic if you want. Cost the same as being pessimistic. It's just hard because they've gotten to where they are right now with, by and large, really good pitching.
Yes. The pitching injuries are why you are right here now.
Yeah. Those guys are hurt, and like there's no telling when Schwellenbach's going to come back. There's no telling when Sale's going to come back. Like you're dealing now with, you know, just a huge holes in your starting rotation, and you already weren't winning. It feels like it might get. Like ugly.
Yes. Yeah.
Like this has been frustrating. It might get bad.
Where's your pride?
Yeah. I think they have pride. I just think they're not very good.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's going to be a long damn summer. Because we talk about baseball. They had a day off.
Training camp starts.
They got a day
weeks.
Off. They got the after day.
Yeah.
But it's just like, but this right here, Andy, like bad baseball in the summertime, it's like that damn, it's like getting jabbed with a damn ice pick, but not all the way piercing. Just annoying, just thick.
Yeah,
you gotta talk about it again. Like,
they're not good. But training camp's a couple weeks away.
Yeah,
SEC media day is next week.
That is true.
Like, look, I mean, you know, we will if they force us to, and they're forcing us to. We'll put them on the back burner.
We damn sure
they can go sit back there with Atlanta United.
Yes.
Okay.
We are not afraid to put you.
Talking about you.
We'll put you in the back seat
if you make us, and you're getting dangerously close to making us. What do you want to talk about next?
I saw
open, and then there's a question mark underneath it. What do you want to talk about?
All the Hawks signings are official.
Okay, we talked some NBA. Right. We talked some NBA offseason.
There was another trade.
Yeah, there was another trade, including a former Hawk.
Yeah.
Former Hawk was on the move. We'll tell you who that was coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They saw you.
That's what. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Monday afternoon, this hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. The AMA is about 20 minutes away from right now, so get your questions ready. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, we will do our best to answer. You could text us or tweet us as well. Just got a chance to say congratulations in person to our guy Garrett Chapman, who over the weekend proposed to his girlfriend.
Long-time lady, man. Yeah, about damn time.
Yeah, that's what I said.
About time. Dylan, you on deck.
Yeah, you're on. Well, yeah, you're up now. Dylan, clock's ticking.
All the press is on Dylan now.
Yeah, you're on the clock,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, all the press is on Dylan.
And again, you know me, and maybe this isn't good advice for everybody, but my advice is just do it. Go for it.
Yeah.
Then jump in.
Yeah.
Propose.
Like.
Tell her you love her.
It's more to it than that.
But, well, yeah, but I'm saying early. Yeah. Do it, and then that. And then she, obviously, Dylan and Simone are in a long-term committed relationship.
Yes.
Go for it.
We're on deck.
Yeah, you're on deck.
Because we already know Bo's takes on marriage.
Yes.
Well, yeah, so, yeah. Because Bo got him a wonderful woman.
He does.
He's cool with that. Yeah, right, Bo? You don't believe in the sanctity of marriage.
You know, what's the point?
I like when you say that. Okay.
To put Bo on the spot.
I always do that.
Hey, she might be.
You're committed.
Yeah, you're in a committed long-term relationship.
You don't need no damn ring.
Do I need a piece of paper to tell me that?
No.
You don't.
No, you don't.
You don't.
I guess the paper doesn't tell you that. The guy holding it does.
I brought that up one time. That conversation went poorly and quickly.
Yes.
I was like, really, what even is the point? You know what I mean? Like, haven't we progressed as my wife was like, yeah, well, if I'm getting married.
Yeah, maybe not you.
Yeah, I was like, okay, great. We got it. We got it. So, yeah, congratulations to Garrett and Andy. His girlfriend's name is Andy. We were at me and my wife and them were at a concert together early, like, last summer, like a little over a year ago. And, like, at one point, I was like, so, like, what's going on here? Like, this is, no offense to you, but, like, speaking from the perspective of somebody who outkicked their coverage, you have outkicked your coverage.
Yeah.
Like, get in there. Like,
she does know what you do for a living, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, don't let her come to her senses.
Yeah.
Lock it up.
Yeah, no.
And he finally did. So,
yeah, good for him,
after
man.
All that
time. Good for GP, man.
And, of course, because this is the world that we live in, he posts about it online. Lots of beautiful congratulations. A lot of people from the radio station and listeners and all that. Congratulations, so proud of you, but not this guy.
Yeah.
One guy had to get his sports taken there before he said congratulations.
Yes.
I'm not gonna say the guy's name because his handle's ridiculous. We'll just call him Eddie. Eddie comments on Garrett's engagement photo and says, Hate your takes on Kyle Pitts, but congratulations on this though.
And you saw my response to him like, what? Like,
yeah, you're like, come on. And he goes, hey, man, got to let him know. And then you laugh, and he goes, like, it's the entire station's paid to hate on Kyle Pitts.
Nobody is paid to do anything. We're paid to talk.
Yeah,
nobody. There's no email that comes out and tells us what to talk about.
No, there's no edict that comes down. You're not told to be positive or negative on one thing. There's not even an email that tells us what not to talk about. No, it really doesn't.
There really isn't.
And I don't know if people would be surprised by this or not. Maybe they wouldn't be. We've never gotten any, like, comment, any like, hey, don't do this, any direction or guidance on what to say, what not to say, retroactively, now, hey, you guys were too hard. At least we haven't. I don't know if other people have. But you and I have never had any of those conversations.
No.
No one's ever said anything about the way that we cover these teams because you're – I mean, just being honest.
Yeah, they probably have. And, you know, Mike Conn's not a big cursor, but I can imagine Mike saying F you in a nice way.
Yeah. Not to us.
Not to us, but I'm talking about if somebody comes in, one of the people we cover says something. I'm sure he'll put it in a nice way to say blank you.
Well, because I think Mike, you know, it's really nice to have a boss who's done this part of it before. Like, he's been in this seat and hosted shows. I mean, Mike's always his response to if people think you're being overly critical is, well, what did they say that was incorrect?
Right.
Like, where were they wrong? Like, what was the conversation about Kyle Pitts that was too harsh? He's underperformed. Like, I don't know what else to say. There's not a lot of detail, really. And now you can get personal, and we don't do that. And maybe that's why we haven't gotten in trouble for it. All right, so.
The unicorns here, Bunk.
The unicorn.
Another unicorn in Atlanta.
Speaking of unicorns.
You got two unicorns. You got Kyle. Kyle's a unicorn.
Kyle's a unicorn. Porzingis a unicorn.
Ron Acuna, is he a unicorn?
I just feel like I got issues with the unicorn.
Me and you both. Yeah. And the reason I want to know this, all right, because me growing up, I grew up, it was me and my cousin Mario, and there was my aunt Kim, who was the same, pretty much, she's a couple years older than us, and then my cousin Keisha. Okay. And like, they were girls, and when grandma got some loot, she would get some nice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the My Little Pony was a thing.
Sure.
That's what I thought a unicorn was.
There's more unicorn paraphernalia in my home than most people, I would say.
You have the daughter.
Yeah, it's not mine.
Yeah,
that'd be weird.
I hope not.
Yeah. Lily really likes unicorns and rainbows.
When did unicorn become a part of sports?
I don't remember, but I do think Porzingis was like the main guy. He was like the first big unicorn.
What is it about a unicorn that is athletic?
Nothing.
Meaning, why are athletes called unicorns?
I think it's because they're like one. They're special. They're one of, because unicorns, and I don't turn the radio down if you've got little kids in there. Unicorns aren't real. Like, they don't exist, right? So maybe people are saying, like, because he's so special, he almost doesn't even exist. It's never existed before that an athlete could be this great.
Okay.
So we're going to call him a unicorn. I just was like, I mean, yeah, it's like a dainty little girl thing.
That's all I get from it. And then it's even worse, the emoji that people use to describe it is that.
Well, then the other thing, too, is, like, I don't know if there is another unicorn that's gone on to be really good, but, like, by and large, like, Porzingis hasn't lived up to the hype.
No.
He's been pretty good, and he was good in Boston, and I hope that he's really good here.
Who's the unicorn?
Well, I don't know. Like, Pitts was a unicorn. He certainly hasn't lived up to the hype. I think the unicorn moniker might be cursed.
Yeah.
You start calling people unicorns, they start playing like My Little Pony.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, but I am that guy now. I'm glad you're with me on this, because every time people say unicorn, my first thought process is, like, this is just my thought process. Unicorns are for little girls.
Yeah.
They're not dealt with athletes. That's why I had to go back and look.
They're not tight ends.
Do they do anything special?
I think can they fly? I think unicorns can fly.
A horse that can fly. So can a Pegasus.
Pegasus flies.
Pegasus flies. Pegasus
don't
flies.
Have wings.
They don't have wings. But they're also magical and they don't exist, so maybe they can fly. You know, I don't know. I have many books about unicorns at the house. I'll go home and do a little research.
All right, make sure you get back to me on that.
Because there's one, like, the unicorn in the book that Lily has, its horn lost its colors because it was so sad. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really sad because it granted all its wishes. I guess unicorns can grant wishes. And so all the colors from its rainbow horn went away. So the little girl had to help it get its colors back on its rainbow.
Oh.
And at the end, she did. And then she got to have a wish, and she wished to go to the Unicorn Kingdom, and then they flew away to the Unicorn Kingdom.
Mm.
So I guess they can fly.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, there we go. That's all he's here. Seems like he wants to be here.
Porzingis is here, and he's excited about it.
It's like he wants to be here.
Yeah.
Biggest thing, okay, 82 games. How many do we need? 60?
If we get 60, then, yeah, that's fine, but, like, depends on what 60, right? Like, it can't be he plays the first 60 and then is hurt at the end of the year.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
60's cool if it's strategic.
Right.
I can live with 60.
Okay.
I can live with 60 if it's like, you don't do the second half of back-to-backs. I don't know. Maybe, are the Hawks going to be good enough to rest guys against bad teams?
No.
Like, is it? No. You're not there yet, right? Like,
you're not
resting guys against the Pelicans or anything like that. You still got to play all your guys when you're playing bad teams.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
You know what?
About the Pelicans. You might be able to rest the Pelicans and the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, the Pelicans, the Nets, The Hornets kind of had an okay offseason.
They did.
They kind of had
I didn't realize they got a new guy.
They got new ownership.
Yeah,
they got new leadership.
Yeah.
It kind of seems like maybe they have a little bit of a clue now. I'm not going to go too far.
Right.
Because the Hornets have been really bad for a really long time. But I kind of like some of the moves they've made. Like, maybe they're out of that category of, you know, bottom feeders in the NBA.
Possibly.
The Pelicans are the king of the bottom feeders. Like, they're the worst franchise in the NBA.
And they got Joe Dumars down there running things.
Which is not good.
Which is not good.
Yeah.
Because he gave away an unprotected first-round pick to move up 10 places. The Hawks moved back like 10.
Yeah, to move 10 spots in the teens in the NBA draft. To give up an unprotected first next year that might be the number one pick.
Yeah. Does he see something?
I don't know if they know that picks can be protected. Like, that's honestly what my reaction to that was. I was like, do they not know? Did nobody tell those guys that you can protect them?
Joe, you've done this before.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You look at the end of the tenure in Detroit, that's the kind of stuff Joe is doing. You know how bad it has to be for Joe Dumars to get fired by the Pistons?
Yes.
He's a franchise legend.
Legend.
Go back and look at, like, the final 3 years of Joe Dumars' transactions as the leader of the Pistons back. It got ugly.
Who does he – but that's – we know, like – is there anything other than like the circle of NBA? Because they just hire each other back.
Yeah, it's all inner circle stuff.
Yeah, it's all inner circle stuff.
And like, everybody loves Dumars. Dumars is an awesome dude. I'm not trying to say anything bad about the person. It's just the track record of the front office guy isn't great. And then he was out of it for like 15 years, too.
He was doing like NBA's.
He was in the league office
stuff. Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And the NBA's
handing out discipline.
It's changed a lot in the last 15 years.
Handing out discipline.
Again, their mistake is our benefit. Like, the Hawks now have an unprotected first-round pick in the draft next year, which could ultimately be the number one pick, which is a beautiful thing. John Collins got traded.
Yes.
He was a part of the Norman Powell trade. Norman Powell goes to
Miami.
John Collins goes from Utah to the Clippers. Mm-hmm. And then the Jazz got Kevin Love and some draft compensation.
Right.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I
like John Collins at least on a good team again.
Yeah, and how good are the Hawks going to be? Because they love Norman Powell down there. You know, he's almost an all-star.
Norman Powell's a good player.
He's a good player. And so I still don't know what the Clippers are. I mean, it all revolves around how healthy Kawhi is. We know that. But, I mean, I talked to a partner of mine that lives down there. And he was exactly his exact words. He said, the damn Dolphins and the damn Heat are making it easy for hockey to become the number one sport in South Florida.
Dang.
Yeah.
Hockey being the number one sport in South Florida is crazy.
He loves the Miami Hurricanes. He don't believe it. Don't believe him.
Sure.
Because my exact words, and I always repeat it sometimes because I talk to him. He says, as long as Cristobal is the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, they won't win nothing.
I agree.
He'll find a way to lose this one.
Nobody is more creative at losing games that are winnable.
Yes.
Than Mario Cristobal.
Nobody.
He's a magician at losing like close college football games against teams that they're supposed to be. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines. We'd love to hear from you. It was a long weekend. We haven't talked to you in days. So load them up. Get on hold. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. At arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Adam, who's in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, but Randy, I know you played for a couple of teams that have moved cities. I don't think you were on them when they did. And Andy, you can answer this question too, but where do you think a move was where the players really appreciated the move and they were like, hell yeah, we're going here? And where was a place where they were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh man, I know this for a fact.
Good question, Adam.
I know this for a fact. I was no longer on the team, but a lot of when the Rams moved back to L.A.,
Yeah, man.
They got out of St. Louis. There's nothing wrong with St. Louis. But,
right.
But, the guys were – now, I think they weren't expecting the cost of living to go up the way it did, mm-hmm. living from going from Missouri
sure.
to there. But, yeah, it was definitely that.
Yeah. I mean,
it was definitely that.
You go from Missouri to L.A.
Yeah.
You're pretty happy about that probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how the players felt about it, but I knew a lot of people that, like, worked in the Sonics organization that – just didn't go. They're
right.
like, well, I'm not going to move to Oklahoma City.
Right.
Like, I'm going to find a different job here. Uh-huh. Like, I'm not leaving Seattle to move to Oklahoma City. I'm sure there was some players that didn't like it. Maybe some players did. I don't know.
Right.
A lot closer to where a lot of the guys are from,
mm-hmm.
you know. I know Nick Collison hated it and talked about it openly.
Right.
He was like, Seattle's great. They got good fans. It's a cool city.
Uh-huh.
Now we have to go live here. Awesome. Great.
But yeah, I do remember that part of moving to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Moving from St. Louis to L.A.
I know for a fact also that all the guys that are on the A's right now don't like their situation.
Yes.
They play in a minor league ballpark in Sacramento.
Yes.
Like, obviously the stadium in Oakland wasn't good, but at least they lived in the Bay Area.
Yeah. But it's funny because I'm trying to think because I only knew because I was with the Rams and it was like the whole equipment, like the equipment staff, a lot of them guys came from LA to St. Louis. I remember Ike B was on the Los Angeles Rams and had to move, but I never heard Ike B never say nothing as far as the move, but like the equipment guys, they were like, we almost didn't come. Like, it was like, I'm not moving to damn St. Louis. But his dad was like, he took the job from his dad because dad were there right. like way back with yeah. their old school Rams.
No, I mean, that's a tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Go from L.A. to St. Louis?
To St. Louis. And yeah, your family lives in L.A. Or, yeah. yeah, yeah. No, that's yeah. a tough one. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
All right, fellas. I couldn't catch y'all last week. So the toothache thing, Randy, they are unbearable
yes, they are.
Pain.
Yes, they are.
That is, Andy, think about the teeth thing you got going. I feel you, but toothache, I'm in my low 50s, and you break teeth. You don't want to go through that. But my question is there any conspiracy theories that you guys think might be true? Like, for me, I don't think humans could have built the pyramids that long ago by themselves. But I hang up in this.
All right, Mike, thank you.
Was Mike working at a factory with fans?
He's a truck driver.
Maybe he was at the warehouse, riding around and getting conspiracy theories that I believe.
First of all, I just want to comment on the tooth thing. I do appreciate everyone's concern. I got a lot of DMs and stuff. I don't actually believe that cavities are a conspiracy invented by dentists to sell whatever. I was joking. I do believe dental hygiene is important.
Yes.
I just haven't been to the dentist in a while, but for you guys, I'll go.
All right.
I'll make a dentist appointment and I'll go.
Okay.
Now, if I end up having a bunch of like bills,
is that gonna help?
Who's helping?
Exactly.
I guess you guys are helping by listening, so I have
that
money.
That's true. That's true.
Anyway, I'll go. All right. Leave me alone. As for conspiracy theories, I believe that Disney titled the movie Frozen, so people would stop Google searching Disney Frozen and finding out that Walt Disney's head is cryogenically frozen in a freezer somewhere. They could have called it a million different things.
Right.
They called it Frozen. And I get it. Arendelle freezes. I've seen it. But you could have called it Anna and Elsa. Most Disney movies are named after like the main characters.
They are.
They called it Frozen so Google searches wouldn't talk about Walt Disney's frozen head.
I never ever knew that.
Yeah. I believe that that's actually true.
Never knew that. All right. I don't really have any.
I got a bunch of them.
Yeah. No. I mean, I got some theories of like why. Like Winnie the Pooh in their weirdo pants.
Why?
Because it's a woman.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's a woman.
It could be.
Yeah. I think Winnie the Pooh's a woman. Okay. Why? Because if he got no, because if he's a dude, where's his dude at?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, because every bear is naked.
Yeah.
I don't think he has much woman either, though.
That's all a conspiracy. Or he's there's Orin.
If we're talking about, bear junk. You've seen a bear before?
Yes.
You ever seen its junk?
I never really tried to look for it.
But I've never seen it.
I've never looked for it.
Well, I'm not, but you would notice if it was out. Like every dog that's
a
boy.
How close have you ever been up to a bear to see?
There are lots of videos of bears standing up doing like this, like standing on their back. That's a good point.
You can tell the difference between a boy dog and a girl dog. If I see a bear like standing up doing that, I'm not looking at his junk. I'm looking at like, how the hell am I running away?
But you would think that you would notice it if it was there. Not saying you got to be looking for it.
So you're saying the Winnie the Pooh is what?
He might be a boy. Somewhere. It just might be under the fur.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. Where's the drawers at? Okay. I get this. Okay. Then why you got a shirt on it?
That's the question.
Why you got a shirt on? Great question.
Yes, yes.
But I like the theory that maybe he's a girl.
Why you got a shirt on? Because I'm telling you, I saw that on Instagram months ago. And I talk like, if I come into the room, and my wife is like, say my wife's laying down. I come in the room with the Winnie the Pooh. My wife's going to look at me like I'm a damn freak. Like, what, boy, if you don't get your ass out, or at least take your shirt off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like to Winnie the Pooh my wife sometimes, though. I like to walk in and just kind of freak her out.
She's like, my wife looks, like, first of all, you have no business looking like that. Okay, I'm sorry.
I like just to sneak up on her.
You got no business as a grown damn man, all right, looking like that.
Sometimes I like to put my socks and shoes on and a shirt and then walk in and be like, oh, did I forget something?
Yes. Cute. No business.
Yeah.
No business.
That's one of the fun things about being married. It's the only person that you can just walk in and be like, bah.
Yeah. No business as a grown man walking around Winnie the Pooh, all right? Sorry.
I like to get my Winnie the Pooh on sometimes.
Sorry. Sorry.
Travis is in Atlanta. Hey, Travis.
Hey, guys. Man, that is an image I will have to deal with the rest of the day. But I was gonna ask you, you got a bowl with 100 grapes in it.
Okay.
Each grape you eat is $1 billion in your pocket right away. But there's one grape in there. If you eat it, you're dead instantly.
Oh.
Do you eat a grape?
No.
Okay. So he said there's 20
100 grapes.
100 grapes.
So there's a 1 in 100 chance that you're going to die.
Okay.
For $1 billion.
I'll go. Just give me one. The first one.
Yeah, you might die.
Not trying.
I may even eat 2 grapes.
Not trying.
I mean, yeah, if you ate 37 grapes and lived, you'd have $37 billion.
Yeah, I think $1 billion is good for me.
You'd be fine.
Yeah, I'd be straight, Bill.
I don't think I would. I don't think I'd. I would be too worried that one grape would kill me.
I agree with that, but I'd be straight. And my family would be fine if something happens to me.
Well, they would miss you, though.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I would miss
them. You're pretty fun to be around.
I would miss them also.
You know?
Yeah.
Over some grapes?
Yeah. $1 billion.
Yeah, right. If you ate one and lived, then you guys got $1 billion.
Yeah. Like, how instantly do you die?
He said, I don't know. That's a great question.
Yeah.
Do you feel it?
Do I feel it? Can I get, like, a yacht?
That's interesting. Like, if you could, you just die instantly and you don't feel the pain, maybe I would reconsider.
Yeah.
If it's agonizing, then I don't want to.
Yeah, it's like you take it, like, what's that, the cyanide pill or something like that, and you start foaming and
yeah,
all
I don't
that?
Want that.
I don't want that.
I don't want that. But, yeah, if it's just, like, lights out immediately, you don't even know.
Yeah, let me go to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then maybe. Maybe I would consider it. Melissa is in Atlanta. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call this afternoon.
Thanks for calling.
I know that you guys are all tired of the Braves, and most of us are. I'm just wondering if you all have considered tuning in to the Atlanta Dream.
Yes.
They're playing really good basketball right now. They're 11-7. They give the city something to cheer about. And it can get us through the summer until football finally kicks off. So just throwing it out there.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa.
For taking my call.
No
I
problem. No, because we talked about it a lot. Because we found out Ryan Harper, she's going to be she's an all-star reserve. Alyssa is a starter. And so, yeah, we were talking about them last week and everything.
Well, they had a really tough loss to the Storm over the weekend, too. Kind of some late-game execution problems.
Well, I mean, it happens from time to time.
It happens.
It happens from time to time. But, yeah, we were bitching them for the beginning of the year. Like, they're going to be the squad they have, they can pull down. New York's in a different stratosphere.
They're only one game behind them.
And I saw that,
yeah.
I think, a couple days ago, but I still think that they are.
Yeah, from a
talent standpoint.
The New York Liberty roster is insane.
From a talent standpoint. Yeah, we can talk roster and all that. But from a talent standpoint, New York City.
Yeah, I like the Storm, or the, sorry, the Storm. The Dream to win a playoff series this year.
Yeah.
Like, I like that for sure. But, yes. We will do better to incorporate stuff in, like, what's trending and all of that. Walter is in Atlanta. Hey, Walter.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Y'all, first of all, y'all are wild today with the Winnie the Pooh thing. So, Andy, I just need your ruling on this because I don't know if I got a birdie or not this past weekend.
Okay.
Here's the situation. I'm on a par three. I get a good enough – first of all, I used the wrong club. I should have, you know what I'm saying, got another club up, you dig what I'm saying, to get me there. But either way, I'm, like, right on the fringe of the green. I chip, and when I tell you, like, I had the perfect chip, I hit the ridge line, and it – you know what I'm saying, like, it had a nice line to the hole, got right to it, and it stopped. And everybody was like, oh, man, that was a good shot. And I was like, appreciate it. And then Buddy just walked over to it, knocked my ball out of the way, and said, man, you got it. And I was like,
no.
Okay, cool. So we go to the next hole, and on the next hole, so we was like, all right, so what are we looking at? And he says, I say, I'm one under. It was like, no, I thought you was two under. I mean, two over. I'm like, no, I just had a birdie on that. He was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I did give you that one. So Andy, Randy, like, what's y'all ruling on that? Because I think I would say I got a birdie.
I would, because I've seen it. No.
Thanks for the call, Walter. I didn't realize that this was a debate.
Yes.
Like, when you get putts given to you.
Yes.
I didn't realize there were people that didn't count that stroke.
No, they don't.
It's a stroke.
Yeah, man.
Like, the putt's good on the assumption that you just made the putt, but
you don't
it's
get
not,
the rewards
you don't
of
just
it.
Get yes. to not take
it's
the stroke.
It's giving you the par putt.
Yeah, it's a gimme. It's a gimme putt. Yeah, you just made par.
Yeah.
You made par. Your buddy just gave you a par. He didn't say that went in.
No.
It should have gone in, whatever.
That's why when he said that, my first thing was like, no, knock it in yourself.
Yeah, make it yourself
make
for
it
sure.
Yourself.
But, like, you know, it's not uncommon for somebody, if it's like a 2-inch putt, just to be like, you're good, pick it up, whatever. Even further than that. But that's a stroke, though. Like, it's just so you don't have to putt it. So I you did not make a birdie, Walter.
Damn.
I'm sorry. Next time, club up.
Damn, Walter.
Next time, club up. Sound like you hit a good chip, though.
Like, 3-putt? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm proud of the chip.
Hey, no putts that are ever left short go in. So maybe hit a little bit harder next time.
That's a good point, too.
Oh, it was a chip. Or no chips left short go in either.
Got to get it to the hole if you want it to go in. It's a good point. Larry's in the truck. Hey, Larry.
What's happening? What's happening, folks? First of all, I'm eating that great. Maybe two. I got to take a chance, boy. I'm 65. What's going to happen anyway? You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of tired of the Kyle Pitts thing, but I wish that we would kind of trade him, not because he's done anything wrong or because I don't support him, but just so we'll stop talking about it. I mean, man, I would just like not to talk about it. That's just me. Being me. I know you guys got to talk about it because that's kind of your job.
Yeah.
The other thing that I just want to ask you is, do you feel that Brian Snitker has lost the clubhouse? And if you do, what should be done about it? Because I kind of think he has. You know,
all right,
I
love you. Thank you, Larry.
Appreciate it, Larry.
I don't think he's lost the clubhouse
at all.
I don't think he has.
I don't think he has.
Now, that doesn't matter, really. I mean, it matters, but, like,
they're not
that was the
bad
Dan Quinn thing. It was like, the team hasn't quit on him, so what? They're 0-5.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I'm glad they like him, and I think the Braves players like Brian Snitker. I think the locker room's fine. They're just losing games. Like,
and they're not losing games because managing is bad.
No, they're not losing games because Snit's doing something. Like, I don't know what people want him to do. Like, they finally sat down Ozuna. Okay, you know what that means? That means that, like, Eli White or Stuart Fairchild had to play. Like, they don't have some secret weapon on the bench that Snit's refusing to use. They have a flawed roster. And the guys that were supposed to be good aren't playing.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how that's Snit's fault. The only reason we talked about Kyle Pitts today was because someone commented on Garrett Chapman's engagement photo saying that he doesn't like how Garrett talks about Kyle Pitts.
Yes.
That's the only reason we brought it up today.
Yeah, because I remember I got fed up when I was like, you know what? I'm done.
Man. There's just nothing new to say about it.
I'm done.
There's nothing new to say.
The whole tight end you, though, kind of threw me off, too. I was like, really?
Should have been there if he cared about his craft.
Yep.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
And he's a Winnie the Pooh guy. And, Bo, you draw the line of the turtle. Huh?
What?
You draw the line of the turtle.
That's where the line is drawn. He will not eat a turtle.
Huh.
Winnie the Pooh may be a girl. We never even considered it.
Yeah. Never considered that. But if you're a girl, I mean, also just wear pants.
Wear pants.
Hey, man, Sammy Sosa's a brother again.
Yeah, man.
Celebrate
got all that pigmentation back.
Welcome back, Sammy.
Like, was it medication?
Like, it's not for me to welcome him back, but you know what
I mean. Was it medication?
Yeah, he was bleaching it.
I know, but I'm saying.
And I think he was taking some pills, too.
They got unbleached?
He was taking shots of Clorox.
They got unbleached?
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Monday.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.